this week it comes out of Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 16. But I want to back up to verse 1 so I don't take it out of context the way it's laid out in my Bible. Chapter 10 starts with the discussion about divorce and marriage. Hear God's word. Then Jesus left Capernaum and went southward to the region of Judea into the sea east of the Jordan River. As always, there were the crowds, as usual, he taught them. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question: should a man be allowed to divorce his wife? Red Letter Edition, Jesus responded, "What did Moses say about divorce?" "Well, he permitted it," they asked. "He said a man merely has to write his wife an official letter of divorce and send her away." Red Letter Edition, Jesus responded, "He wrote those instructions only as a concession to your hard-hearted wickedness. But God's plan was seen from the beginning of creation, for he made them male and female. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one separate them, for God has joined them together." Picking it back up in verse 10, the Pharisee says, "Well, when he was alone with his disciples in the house, they brought up the subject again. He told them this," Red Letter Edition, "whoever divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and remarries, she commits adultery." Now, the subtitle from 13 through 16 is that Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so that he could touch them and bless them. But the disciples told them not to bother him. But when Jesus saw what was happening, he was very displeased with his disciples. And he said to them, Red Letter Edition, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you, anyone who doesn't have their kind of faith will never get into the kingdom of God." In verse 16, "Then he took the children into his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them." May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 16.